The way you eat and how good you are at taking photos may be the new factors that determine whether or not you make the team. Stay tuned to find out.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I think we know what the girls want.
That's right.
They want to make the team.
Gotta do it.
All 41 of them.
Not gonna happen. Sorry.
Real talk, though. Hey, guys. Welcome back to AfterBuzz. Thanks so much for joining us every week. And today we are here covering episode 11 of season 13 of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And tonight's episode was called Staying Strong. I am your host, Julana Dizon, and joining me tonight...
Hey, guys. What's up? I am Stephen Chase.
And sadly, Imani could not make it tonight. She's sick, but she's here in spirit, and I know she's watching us. Hey, girl. So we've got a lot to talk about tonight. We had a rough episode of some photo shoots, some etiquette training, and some more dance choreo. And we've also got, you know, our special segment, Cheer History, where we explain some cheer history to you guys.
Rah, rah, rah.
And a little bit of news. So first of all, let's get into your overall thoughts.
You know what? Overall thoughts for this episode, you can only get so many chances.
Dun, dun, dun.
So another great episode. Again, more candidates that we meet for the first time. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, definitely, you got to take advantage of every opportunity that you get because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still think it's mind-blowing that we are beginning week 8.
Yeah.
So they've got 2 weeks until their first game day.
Wow.
And they kept reiterating that throughout the episode. And we still have 5 girls to cut.
Yes.
And it just seems so hard. Like, it seems so hard for Kelly and Judy.
It does. It does.
I just don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, sometimes it seems like the decisions are clear. Like, okay, right. So-and-so's still making mistakes. So-and-so's still looking down at the floor. Or, you know, just, you know, so-and-so hasn't lost the weight that they wanted them mm-hmm. to lose. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how difficult. I don't know if they're putting on a show or if it really is going to be that difficult. But
yeah,
for this episode, it wasn't.
Prolonging it.
Yeah, exactly.
To make us guess.
Right.
Well, the first thing we have to talk about is their cameo day.
Yeah.
Which was basically where they take photos in the actual uniforms for the team to use as press and posters and Instagram and all these things.
And looking good, ladies.
Yeah, they get their professional hair and makeup, so everybody looks fabulous. Right? They get to put the real uniform on.
Nobody was late.
For the first time.
Yeah,
nobody was late. That was good. Improving,
right?
Ladies. But I just, for me, my thoughts on that is, to me, that is weird that they let everybody do the photo shoot, even though they don't have their final team. Because for me, like, putting on that uniform for the first time and taking pictures like that is a privilege.
Right.
And I feel like something that you really earn. So the fact that they still have 5 girls that may or may not be on the team and they're doing these full-blown photo shoots and everything with them, I just feel like that's weird. I feel like you would want to have your entire team set and then do the photo shoot with those girls.
And then can you imagine making it this far and then still getting cut? Like, you not only got the uniform, you got to put the stars on your uniform.
Right.
And now, and you still are at risk.
And it's such a tease.
Of not making the team. It is an absolute tease.
And you know what else? I just thought about this right now. Mm-hmm. But they do individual pictures, but they also have a team picture. So how do they do that? Do they have to have a whole nother photo shoot?
Oh,
because if they're doing a team picture now and then they have 5, they can't just Photoshop them out of the team
that
picture.
That would be janky, as we like to say in the Midwest. But yes, no, I think for sure these girls, this group, they are no strangers to photo ops and, you know, having pictures taken and retaken. So I doubt they're even worried about that part. Mm-hmm. This is just for fun. And I also think this is an opportunity for Kelly and Julie to see, okay, who looks good in the uniform, who is game day ready? Because again, like you said, we're only 2 weeks out, and so this is an opportunity to see who really looks like a Dallas cheerleader.
Right. And they're like grabbing for any kind of circumstance to cut somebody, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh well, if they're not photogenic, that's a big reason you know, that they might potentially be cut.
Can you imagine that being the reason you get cut? How embarrassing. I'd be like, okay, you're kidding me. I've made it to all practices. Right. I have nailed every single dance routine. And you're telling me it's because you don't think I'm cute on camera?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Because I was like, okay, I would be mad if I went through all that training, that dance and all that pressure and stress. Yes. And then got cut because of photos. I feel like that's something that should be done at the beginning. Like, you can tell at the beginning if somebody is photogenic or not.
Absolutely.
I would be mad if I got cut because think I took a good enough photo.
I mean, one of the women that I think is kind of having this photogenic issue as an obstacle is Madeline.
Really?
So Madeline is the one who had the pictures taken over and over again. And Kelly and Julie were like,
with the tongue.
Smile, no smile. And then the gap smile. Did you see that gap smile?
Yeah.
It was called the gap mouth. And the makeup artist, the hairstylist was helping her. He nailed it. He was like, this is how you do it.
Just open your mouth just a tiny bit.
Is this like this?
Yeah, I think so.
Just a
little bit.
Yeah, I can't do it sexy. Sorry, guys. Sexy is just not the thing I could nail. But they nailed it. And I was like, oh, I never knew that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was fun to watch, but it was also painful to watch these girls have to go through that. I mean, even with Victoria and her little belly issue.
Yeah. But they did say that Victoria had best hair and best legs.
There you go. I mean, hello. Who doesn't want to be called best hair, best legs?
Yeah.
That's great. But
fat
tummy.
And she does. I mean, I think Victoria is very beautiful. I actually think she looked gorgeous in the pictures.
I think she looked great.
And we didn't really hear that much from her this episode, so that might be good. Because I'm pretty sure last week we all predicted that she was going to be gone.
I thought she was going to be cut, but... When you're gonna bring this up later, and somebody dogged Victoria, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh no, she didn't. And we'll talk about that later. So yeah. When you're ready,
yeah. I did like that they brought the veterans in for like a special meeting.
That's
to kind of get their opinion.
Yes,
that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But that just made me realize that even as a rookie, or even if you're a vet,
right,
you really have to be on your best behavior all the time, because you're every day you come in. Every time you dance, everything that comes out of your mouth is making an impression on these girls that will be your teammates in the future. And you just have to be kind of impressing everybody all the time.
All the time. And to an extent, don't you also have to be kissing up? Like, okay, these are the girls. This is the cheer squad. These are the captains, essentially. And you want them to like you, because if they're getting called into Kelly and Julie's office to talk about who they like and don't like... I mean, that's so stressful, because that's so stressful. But is it Kashira? Yeah, Kashira talking about Victoria. I was just like, I mean, I couldn't tell if she was just player hating, or if she was just being, I'm sure she was being sincere. But I mean, that just kind of sucks that the person that you are competing with for a spot on the team also gets to weigh in mm-hmm. on you being on the team.
Mm-hmm. But they're not, I don't really feel like they're competing with those girls, because those are pretty much like their captain leaders.
Hey, a spot's a spot, girl.
You know,
spot's a spot.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, that's a lot of pressure. Like you said, I mean, you're on all the time.
You're right. But it was funny because she mentioned that she wasn't impressed by some of the things that Victoria said.
Yeah.
And the last episode, Victoria wouldn't say anything. She was speechless. Like,
we want to know, though. I mean... Jelana, we want to know, what did Victoria say?
Well, she had a quote later on that we're going to get into on our third topic.
Yeah.
She said,
because Kashira is talking about Victoria, and she's like, does this girl think about the things that are coming out of her mouth? And I'm like, hello, DC, tell us more. Yeah. We want
to
know.
I think she was just referring, to me, it seemed like she was referring to like airheaded comments, because Victoria kind of seems like she's very bubbly and just talks and does not think about the things that she says. Yeah. Just says whatever comes to her mind and then maybe thinks about it.
Yeah, you're right. And maybe she's getting a little protection from DCC since, you know, she's legacy and all. But
maybe.
Interesting. Interesting, Kashira. Text us or, I don't know, tweet at us. Let us know the real deal.
Yeah, we always check our live chat.
We do.
Why don't you tell them more about that?
Thank you. see what you did there. Reminder. My friend. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, and that is so true. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans, and we're doing that right here on After Buzz. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Make sure you check them out. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, because I know they annoy me, right? But don't worry about it, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well, all the other ones, but this one in particular, okay? DCC, make sure you like this one. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate that you guys tune in every week. Yes. And not just on YouTube, we are also on iTunes, and we're now on Spotify,
awesome.
Which is exciting. So if you guys prefer listening to podcasts instead of YouTube, you can listen to us everywhere. So that's great.
Running, driving the kids to work, driving your boyfriend to work, whatever you do, we're there.
Okay. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was Marty, our guest choreographer for this episode. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I thought he was so cool. I don't know that many choreographers, but like he walked in and obviously they said he was a celebrity choreographer, Justin Timberlake, Mariah Carey.
Dancer for Michael Jackson. How cool is that?
Yeah. Or Janet Jackson.
Yeah. He worked with Janet Jackson as well. Yeah, he was pretty cool. But what did you think of the dance that he put together for the ladies?
I thought the dance was really hard.
Like,
I'm a dancer, but... Even I, just looking at it, I was like, wow, that seems really difficult.
He had some leg trembles, like 1, 2, 3, and then a 1. And he was just like, I didn't like the dance. I thought, okay, that's too much.
I liked it when he did it because it's his style. So obviously he looks really natural and like really, he looked really cool when he did the dance. But when some of the girls tried to do it, it was so awkward.
And I felt for them. I thought it was a little, I mean, that didn't seem like anywhere close to a cheer or dance that these young ladies do, and for them to have to learn it in like, I don't know how long they really have.
I know, that's what I was saying. It looked really, for me, it looked really hard to learn in probably the amount of time that they're given to learn it. So I was impressed that they all got it, but it definitely looked like a kind of dance that you would see NSYNC doing or something like that on stage. But I did think it was interesting, and I valued his opinion when he was watching them all because he is a choreographer that's used to choreographing for huge sold-out stadiums. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was making notes to Kristen about how she always looks down on the floor, and I feel like that's something that he can coach on because he's used to coaching celebrities to perform to stadiums that are up, you know, like hundreds of thousands of people, and they have to always be projecting very similar to how the girls would be on game day at the football stadium.
He knows
how
to perform big.
Right. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of a cool comparison, and I valued his coaching notes because of his experience with that.
I thought that was that was a great experience for the girls to be with this guy and to get those notes. But at the same time, I didn't like how he put like a gold star on his favorites' foreheads. I felt like, okay, clearly they stand out.
Superstars.
You're a superstar. Well, if I'm standing next to the girl he just called the superstar, I'm like, okay, well, what am I?
The backup dancer.
I would just be a little annoyed. I was a little annoyed with that. But, I mean, it's great if you're giving girls notes on how they can improve, how they can perform bigger and more on point and stand out. But to say, you're a superstar, and you just... Mm-hmm. I just felt like it was unfair to the other girls who are really trying and working hard. I mean, most of the girls that he said stood out, I think 2 of the 3, were veterans. So, hello, they've been there, done that. But for the newbies, I mean, you know.
That's how, it might have been better if he just told Kelly and Judy that. But on the other hand, he called out Lacey, I think, as one of his favorites. And I did notice that because the very first shot where they did the group shot and she's in the front and I was drawn to her right away. I was like, wow, that girl's incredible.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I just feel like, goodness gracious, that's, you know.
It could make the other girls feel like, oh, well,
I'm just not good enough. I'm just not special enough. And they get that all the time. They get so many things, you know, as we're seeing in all the episodes thrown at them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you have any other thoughts on that before we move on?
No. It was fun to watch, but a tough dance, crazy dance.
Very hard. Yeah. I agree.
We will and not. You know that Kashira's going to be like, I am good.
You're I
like,
know.
He said, of I'm a superstar. Of course. I'm like, okay, great.
But thanks. She is. I love her. She's my favorite.
I like Kashira for sure.
All right. So they're etiquette training.
Oh, yeah.
I like this part. This might have been my favorite part of the episode just because it was kind of fun. Like, it's something that you never really think of. So they learned how to eat continental style, which I didn't know was a thing. Did you know?
I did.
You did?
Did you find yourself, like, I was sitting at the table with you as we were watching, like, I was like, wait a minute, do I do it? Make sure I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a great refresher. And it was fun to watch the girls learn something new if they didn't know already.
Yeah. So they had, like, a 3-course meal, and they started with a wedge salad.
Mm-hmm. Very difficult.
Which is apparently one of the most difficult things to eat.
It is very hard. Put a little blue cheese, a little bacon crisps. It is hard. If you don't know what you're doing for the first time, it's very intimidating. I remember the first time.
Yeah.
I remember the first time before I had the training, I had it, and I was like, oh God, what do I do with this? Do I pick it up? But yes.
So the notes that we learned were take small bites, and if you drop anything, don't pick it up. And don't draw attention to it. You just pretend like it didn't happen. And you just keep eating.
Unless it's really good. Like if it's that piece of the lettuce with the blue cheese.
Right.
And the bits of bacon. Mm-hmm. You might pick it
or
up.
Or if it was like a honey roasted nut, I might. Yeah, I'm exactly. Definitely picking that
little
up.
A piece of chicken. Just, hey guys.
Yeah, speaking of chicken, their second course was quail.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what I was talking about with Kashira saying, you know, I don't always know about the things that come out of Victoria's mouth.
Poor Victoria.
She said, I've never had quail, but I know it's a seafood.
Yes. She said, I know it's a fish. Oh, Lord, Victoria. It doesn't even look like fish. Like, when you look at
it literally looks like a bird.
That's right.
I don't know about that. And then they moved on to yogurt, which I think was pretty easy. I didn't see any mess ups there. I don't know. But, we got another tip, too. If you don't like the food, just cut it up and move it around
That was a great tip.
Yeah, I might use that. But actually, this made me really excited, and the next dinner that I go out to, I'm going to eat like that.
Why not? Show how classy you are.
Just for fun.
So lady. You're such a lady.
Yeah.
Such a lady.
It just looks so dainty and so proper.
Yeah.
And ladylike.
All right. I love it. No, and it was definitely... Well, and she's so right. I think it was Victoria who said, you never know who we're going to be in front of. We could be in front of the Jones family. We could be, you know, I mean, in front of people who pay big for season tickets. So you do have to be on your P's and Q's and know what you're doing and look the part.
Mm-hmm. Very ladylike all the way around. What do they do after etiquette training? The field.
Yeah.
The run-throughs.
Yeah.
That was exciting. I think Kelly and Judy were really excited for this because they pretty much ran through their whole game day operation on the field. So it was cool to see the girls again in a bigger setting.
And they kept the they kept everything on. They kept the regular dance uniforms on. What did you think? I thought the ladies looked great. There were some making mistakes still. The same names.
Of course. We don't even have to
say the same names. But this time we also saw the veterans.
Yeah.
We saw some veterans messing up. Like,
yeah,
what's
I think
that
there
about?
Were like 2 or 3 veterans.
2-year veterans. Tara is a 2-year veteran. I'm forgetting the other one. But the one with the sloppy roots, she colored them. They look good, Tara. Good job. It was interesting. I think the stress, the weight of the stress, we're beginning to see it show.
Yeah.
Especially on the veterans down too, some of them.
Yeah, I didn't notice anyone besides the ones that they obviously put in spotlight on the screen. Right. But overall, I thought that they looked pretty good on the field. Mm-hmm. And the only ones I made notes about were Kristen, which I put an X by because she just... Oh, yeah. They said she didn't stand out at all. And they were like, where's Kristen? She was literally in the middle of the formation.
That's right.
So that's kind of embarrassing.
Come on, girls. Let's get in.
And then Melina, because she stood out a lot.
Yes, I know. For the well, no, she had a strong night. Yeah. Melina had a strong night, which, hello, she needs it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've had so many bad things about Melina. Other than that beautiful face of hers, she's kind of been messing up with routine. But she looked strong. So that might work for her. We'll see.
I think that Melina is the biggest question mark for me. And it kills me because I love her. Yeah. I love her so much. I think she's a great person. She's a great personality. She has great facial expressions.
And she looks so classy during the
interviews. She did interview great on.
And the, what were they doing tonight? The etiquette. She had it down. She was like, oh, I'm just going to keep
going. Yeah. I feel like she's great all around, except sometimes she forgets choreography.
Yes. Which, after quitting her job.
In, you know, Kelly and Judy's mind is the number one biggest thing, understandably. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know. I want her to do it so bad. I just want to be like, do a little bit better, Melina. Remember, come on, you can do
it. Get those kicks up, girl. I'm with you. I'm definitely pulling for her. So we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. But she didn't get cut tonight.
No. Uh-oh.
But somebody did.
Oh, my.
So for our office visits... Mm-hmm. We had Tara, Taylor, and Kristen called in, and I kind of knew Kristen was going to get the boot.
It's a done deal, guys. She's out of here.
Yeah. We talked about it last week.
But you know what? I got to say, watching her cry, I mean,
Were you sad?
I was sad. I was really sad. Like, it got to her, like, soul. She was... Her sobs and her facial expressions as she was breaking down, I felt for her because even though she hasn't been one of my favorites and I've kind of been waiting for her to get cut, I kind of liked her at this point. I was like, wow, little Kristen, aww. I'm sorry, girl.
I didn't really feel that way.
You were ready for
her. I didn't really have any kind of feelings towards her. Obviously, she's sad, but I feel like she was the sad that you expect to be when you get cut from the team at that point.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I was...
You were like, bye,
it didn't
Kristen.
Reach me the same bye way bye, that Kristen. It reached you, but yeah, I kind of been feeling like she was a weak link.
She got no love this season at all. There was no love. Every time we saw Kristen, there was a problem. Whether they were talking about her eyes, her dance moves, her facial expressions, whatever it was, Kristen got no love. But I think that it's a good thing, and I think what did lift her spirits is the fact that Kelly said, hey.
Right.
I would encourage you to try again next year. So season 14... We're going to have to wait and see.
And she was like...
Kristen can come back badder than ever.
She was like, at least I'll know a lot of the dances.
Now, I was about to slap Kristen when I heard her say that. Okay, sorry, no violence on the show. But I was like, seriously, Kristen, you're going to end that way? I'm like, they changed.
They didn't even laugh.
They changed the dances, Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
KK? Oh, Lord. But no. Yeah, no love. So this was not a surprise to see Kristen go. Mm-hmm. So even though they were like, oh, this is so hard. I don't know what we're going to do. I was like, you guys are cutting Kristen tonight, right?
Yeah.
And we knew.
I honestly, when they were looking at the board after they had all the veterans put their votes in, I, at that point in the show, I don't have any negative feelings against cutting the three that they mentioned. Like, it was who?
Oh,
Victoria.
Yeah. It was Victoria, Kristen, and Ashley.
Kristen and Ashley.
But I do have a problem.
Lowest votes.
Right. But Ashley, I need them to show me more reasons to cut Ashley.
Yeah, I do like her more than the other two.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with Ashley. But I'm with you. The other two. Mm-hmm. Tara, I don't think they like Tara for some reason. Is that bad for me to say? I hope. But no, because they look for reasons to nitpick with Tara.
Yeah.
Other than her messing up a little bit tonight, she's been a solid dancer. I think she's cute. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you look tired. You look like you just lost your zest for life and your roots are not color. I mean, they have just been really mean with Tara. So something tells me perhaps they're ready for her to go. She's had two seasons as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Like that. I don't know. I don't feel like
that.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Have you done a sneak peek to see who...
Who's
made the team?
No, I haven't. Okay. I am not as bad as Imani. Imani looked at who made the roster
I haven't
second
either.
Show.
I haven't either, so I don't know. So I'm looking at something I don't know?
And I will tell you that I was just, before we started this show, I was on the DCC website because I was looking for some stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a little button that says team roster, and I was like, oh, it'd be so easy. All I have to do is click it.
Goodness.
I can see who made the team, and I don't have to, like, be here agonizing about who made
so
it
funny.
And who got cut.
Yes.
But I didn't do it. I was good.
Good for
you.
I'm proud of you.
Still be a surprise.
I'm proud. That's
for
a
me.
Lot of discipline.
Yeah.
That you practiced.
Yeah. So, I was proud of myself. Thank you very much. So, do you have any other thoughts before we move on to our news and special segments?
Brennan. I am, I'm rooting for Brennan.
Okay, cool.
Brennan is, Brennan's pretty cool. She's got a, you know, cute little personality. This is, she's saying it's third time the charm, please. And I'm pulling for her. And the fact that all the veterans were pulling for her, too, yeah, that speaks volumes. So, Brennan's on my radar, and, yeah, that's it.
Cool, awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure since she's tried out so much, they kind of have gotten to be friends.
Yeah,
so.
Good point.
But yeah, that just shows, see, that again shows like how much influence these team captain veterans have.
Yeah.
So if they like you, good for you. Anyways, let's move on to our special segment, Cheer History.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, it's time for Cheer History. This is the time when we tell you all the great facts and surprising facts that you may not know about cheerleading and dance. Something that I just found out that's crazy. You touched on this last week, a little bit about how this is one of the most dangerous sports. Mm-hmm. Did you know that 50% of all catastrophic injuries for female athletes are from cheerleaders?
I didn't know that.
50% of we're talking about head, neck, and throat injuries. Definitely head and neck injuries.
So I'll just say and other things.
And other things related. But yeah, they have the most catastrophic injuries. So I thought that was surprising. So we give you a hand to all of the cheerleaders who put in a lot of work and you risk your safety because it's a dangerous sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful sport, but it can be dangerous.
Cool. So,
cheer history.
Thank you. All right, so now we just have a little bit of news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So as you guys know, we've been promoting and talking about how many outlets that the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders organization has for being able to get in touch with the cheerleaders, which is really awesome,
yeah.
I think. They have so much like interactive social media going on. But they have a podcast called These Boots Are Made for Talking.
Cool.
And every week they feature different cheerleaders on the podcast. So if you really want to get to know them, this is a good area. And also they announce who's going to be on it, and then they announce that you can ask questions. So you can send in questions for them to talk about and answer. So if you have
so
a favorite cheerleader,
yeah,
and you really want to know something, make sure to stay tuned for that. And this week they interviewed Savannah and Gina. So
Savannah and Gina?
Yeah, I don't know even who Gina is,
goodness.
But Savannah was called out this
Savannah
episode.
Savannah was, so. Yes, but Gina, we're still meeting new women.
But anyways,
that's
you can
cool.
check out
I
that podcast.
It.
So they were on it this week, and then next week will be two different girls.
That's great.
All right. So now I think it's time that we move on to predictions.
Okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So usually I say I don't know. Every episode is so new. Like you never know what's going
to
happen.
We're getting down to the wire now.
We are getting down
we're
to the
almost
wire.
At the end of season 13.
Wow. Really? Already?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for dinner.
I've been seeing you every week for like 2 months.
That's hilarious. Okay, so but this time I think I can say that I do have a prediction,
okay.
And I do unfortunately think two of my favorites, Victoria and Melina, are probably going to be cut. That's what I'm guessing is going to happen next week.
Mm.
I don't want it to happen, but I think it's going to happen.
Mm.
What's your prediction?
I just don't like I do think that Victoria is going to get cut. But then I just feel like they keep going back and forth with it so
mm-hmm.
much that it's like giving me anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just do it. You know you want to do it. You're giving us all these reasons, but you're not doing it.
And you're stringing them along.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Cut them the day before game day?
Yeah.
Like, the more you prolong it,
yeah.
the more sad they're going to be. So better just cut it off. You know, I think that Victoria is going to get cut. I don't know about... Actually, I think Melina is going to get cut,
yeah.
too. If I'm just going to be honest, I think it's going to be Victoria, Melina, Ashley, and then they probably need one more, and I really just don't
know
who
that
is. I feel like
be.
It might be maybe somebody that we never really seen.
I yeah, exactly. Someone who's just surprised.
Yeah. But I think, because they've been talking to a lot about how some of these girls would be really good for the appearance team,
mm-hmm.
so I feel like Melina, if she gets cut from the actual team, she's definitely, I feel like, should be team lead for the appearance team.
Are they separate?
Yeah. So the appearance team. Oh, actually, and Melina was the one that said she was on the appearance team for the last.
Oh, well, sign me up for that. You mean we can just travel and smile and talk and just...
So the appearance
teams don't have the dance?
Yeah, like they wear the uniforms and they go to events as brand ambassadors for the team, but they don't perform on the field.
I have found a position for myself. I had no
clue. Sign me up.
I'm moving, y'all. Dallas, here I come.
That's great. We'll bring you in as a special guest next season.
Got to lose about 30, 40 pounds. But yeah, I'll be here. I'll be here for that.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, those are our predictions. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode 11. And we will see you guys next week. Again, I'm your host, Julana Dizon, and you can keep up with me on Instagram at Julana.
And I'm Stefan. You can catch me on the gram at Poca930.
Thanks. See you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, hosted Tech, and me, Marina Munoz, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.